We present to you
seriously
ignorant
news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant.
Bottom of the hour. Catch Damon this funny first weekend with Kevin Williams and Marcus Combs at Riddles. Senior correspondent Damon Williams reports on a man who was arrested for saying that we all... Reports on a man who was arrested for saying what we've all have thought. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a black-owned bookstore.
Wow.
You want to hear about some conspiracies and some theories and some seriousness? Go in a black-owned bookstore.
You right. You right.
In the recent season of Being Mary Jane.
You seen Being Mary Jane?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Loretta Devine.
Loretta Devine, man.
Yeah. I haven't seen that, but I know the storyline. Uh-huh. Indeed. Well, that's good. But I haven't even been in a black-owned bookstore. and you can't find a white-owned bookstore. A 32-year-old man named Brett Walker John Gale. They gave his whole name. I don't know why he has four of them, but they gave his whole name. He was flying to Brisbane, and he became agitated and belligerent shortly after the Virgin Airlines airplane took off. So it started when he got upset when a passenger bumped the back of his seat. So he turned and asked the passenger, please stop kicking my seat. The passenger responded by kicking his seat. Okay. So he turned around and said, quit kicking my effing seat. Okay.
Right.
Which the passenger responded by kicking the seat again.
Right.
This is when the 32-year-old Brett Walker John Gill lost it. He said, go ahead, keep kicking my seat, and I'm going to come back there and break your effing legs. Okay. Now, the passenger he was speaking to was a 7-year-old girl. Right. Now, before we judge him, you ever had a kid kicking
That's
your seat
right.
or banging oh, that tray table? You've been there. You know, because
right.
at first you give a little sigh.
Uh-huh.
You turn around and give him a glimpse. You turn all around and stare. But that's when he jumped up and snapped out. So then in this case, he skipped all of that and went right to, I'm going to break your legs. So when the flight landed, he cursed out the 7-year-old's mother and said, you need to discipline your child. So another pastor intervened, and that's when John was arrested. And in court, the judge told him he should have just ignored the child. He was being childish. But you know, anybody ignoring nobody kicking your seat, especially on a flight to Australia.
Long flight.
It is.
Okay.
Now, Tom, you're a car guy, right?
Yeah.
Fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
This story going to touch you. A 34-year-old man named Jeff Orlick, he's on a mission. His mission is to reprimand and shame people who park bad. So this includes, people who park in handicapped spots, in front of hydrants, driveways, city officials who abuse their privilege and park illegal. So all these people need to be dealt with, according to him. So he created a bumper sticker that says, I park like an a-hole. So anybody in Jackson Heights, if you get one of these stickers, you know the man's name is Jeff Orlick. He's running around putting these stickers on people's cars. Now imagine you come out one of your fine automobiles and you see Mr. Orlick putting a sticker on your car. It's going down. So that reminds me of a time when I went to a matinee, it was a movie, middle of the day, okay, nobody in the big old wide open parking lot. So I might have been across the line a little bit.
Right.
I come out, it's a note on my car. Usually I key people's cars who do this, but you got lucky today.
Oh my goodness.
You know that was a white person. Uh-huh. Nobody got time
to key in nobody's car, yeah.
And write notes for that. All right.
Yeah, because a black woman just gonna do it.
And the problem with it.
Right. And by the way, this dude is actually selling these stickers. So if you get a sticker, you can blame Mr. Orlick. Seriously.
I'm going to get one to put on my car because people always saying I drive like that anyway.
I'm
going to beat him to the punch.
As serious as people still a little nervous about that Ashley Madison scandal. I went way back. Reporting to you live in the Red Velvet Cake Studio, Chief Correspondent Damon Williams.